I don't be out there like I don't be thirsty. So the difference is, yeah, don't do that. Chris Brown gonna see her. Don't do that. She gonna see me. I ain't gonna see her. Like ooh. However I meet her, it's gonna happen. Hey, how you doing? I'm gonna speak. If she's beautiful, hey, how you doing? I ain't gonna be weird.
Yeah, because you're Chris Brown. See, it's easy to say this type of stuff when you're already a rich celebrity. I would be more impressed if he was saying this and he was a pizza guy. Then I'd be like, this dude really got the sauce. No pun intended. But I mean, yeah, you could just play it cool when you're a rich celebrity. I don't feel like he's gamed up because he's saying this. Let me know what you think below.
Thirsty, that shit take too much energy, bro. I gotta sing, dance, all that shit. I can't be thirsty.
You say you backspinning to some...
Man, yeah, for sure. No, No, I ain't say that. I said that I'm not gonna go out there and overstep. I ain't gonna try to
moonwalk.
But if you know what I'm saying, we happen to step in the same direction. Sorry, I apologize.
We follow rappers be in the club.
Yeah,
they be there with they.
No, the face on niggas in the club, they do this.
Is that Chris?
No, certain niggas be cool and be like, all right, for sure. Other niggas be like,
nigga be you saw a nigga do that before,
huh?
You saw a nigga do that before,
man? What? And me, I'm not like, nah, I ain't saying no names, but I done seen other artists walking this what you doing? Put a damn forehead or something. I'm like, yeah. Hey, hold on. What the hell is you doing? How did you even holler at her like that?
Yeah.
It's safe to say when you're rich, got money and status, you can do things and get away with things that regular folks can't when it comes to women. But yeah, that rapper is playing a tricky game if he's just walking in a club and putting a slong on somebody's head. I mean, hey, maybe that night she was cool with it. But when times get hard and that money run low, guess who holding a press conference? Going to the gym during the breakup. Yeah, okay. Do anyone take these type of females serious when they say they don't dress like this for attention when they go to the gym? You're telling me there's nothing else you could have worn that would have been comfortable gym attire other than this? That's why they say don't listen to what they say, watch what they do. And then look, if you're a dude in the gym, stop trying to be overly helpful to the hot chicks. They know what you're doing. They don't think that like you're genuinely just checking on another person as a decent human being. You good? You fine? You okay? You all right? Like, cut it out, bro. I get it. You trying to shoot your shot? But if you want to shoot your shot, just shoot it direct. That's all I'm saying. This says that one girl who always trying to be down with the gang.
Shorty down the block was really, she had the
fat. Man, that shit was big.
I'm trying to show you.
I bet no help, but my shit that fatter. Anyways.
But yeah, and then she was down the block, you feel me? She looked mad good.
That shit was nice though.
To go amazing. See
her. I dead did a drill yesterday.
Are you weird?
I mean, yeah. Look, don't ever date a female who got all guy friends. There's no positive good reason for her to have all guy friends that's going to be good for you. I'll just say that. And yes, ladies, if you hang around a bunch of guys, all of them want to and would hit. They're not just hanging around you just, you know, so you guys can have intellectual conversations. So please don't think they're your genuine friends. Everything they do for you is to put a bid in. I just put it like that.
Yo, bro.
If she spent her 20s and 30s as a full-time mom, and you see her wilding out in her 40s, mind your business.
It's cringe. She looks great for her age. But come on, what, you about to hit the club again? Or maybe you never hit the club and now you trying to make up for what you missed out on? You didn't miss out on anything but a bunch of emotional and mental damage. Used up and then tossed out like yesterday's newspaper. Okay, at 47, look, looking like that, you could get D from most guys. Commitment? No, especially from a 47-year-old man. He hip to your game at this point. By the time a guy hit 47, he understand woman and he understand it usually ain't worth it with most of y'all. So he'll use you for a few months and then keep it moving. You can get a young, dumb dude to commit to you. 25-year-old, but do you really want a 25-year-old? Maybe as a boy toy, but not as a serious, like, partner. So you out here lost, and you're very cringe at 47. You should be babysitting your grandkids at 47, knitting sweaters. No, I'm just playing. It ain't that serious. You don't got to be like a grandma. But trying to be all out at the club and at the parties and in the mix at 47, you look pathetic and don't realize it.